Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello, Tracy here. And today we're going into numbers and money, right? I know some of you might have just subtly kind of tensed up, but we'll take this piece by piece to get to the roots, okay? Because even for people who, well, I mean, we're smart, right? We're capable, we're experienced. Numbers have a way of bringing, well, they bring up a lot, right? Not because you can't understand them, but because what they've been used to justify or pressure and shortcuts, right, in this industry. So before we go anywhere, let's orientate a little bit, yeah? Because this is not a pricing episode. It's not a charge more pep talk. It's not a spreadsheet tutorial, okay? Or a math class in disguise. What we will be doing is talking about margins, profit, sustainability, right? A lot of jargon words, but we're going to do it in a way that matches how we function in digital businesses, how we as humans actually make decisions, both us and for the buyer. Because, you know, if we're going to talk about human first selling, which is what we're all about here, buyers and sellers as people, right? And as that intersecting journey, the alignment has to lead into action, right? So invariably, we have to talk about numbers too, but without outsourcing our authority or pretending they don't matter, okay? Because over the last few episodes, we've done a lot of the groundwork, all right? We talked about selling philosophies and influence and discernment, right? And of course, buyer behavior over time. But what actually is happening in the relationship between a buyer and a seller is it has an undertow, right? So by now, I hope you're oriented that, you know, you're aware that you're no longer operating on just a default on an autopilot. Yeah. So instead of feeling like we have to stay in reflection mode forever, kind of hand up on that one, or feeling like we have to jump like straight into the tactics without changing how we think first. Okay. Yeah. I can probably put my hand up on that one too. Right. But this conversation today, it's going to be the bridge, okay? Because awareness without informed action, well, that's just contemplation that leads to avoidance, right? And action without clarity, that's copying, that's forcing, it's guessing, okay? So financial margins, they live right in the middle of that tension, all right? And this comes up a lot with my coaching clients because we are often told, like on one end, don't focus on money, focus on the value. And on the other, if you're not hitting this amount of revenue, well, then your mindset's all wrong, or all of your entire world or whatever is wrong. Okay. But both of these sentiments, they're incomplete. All right. They're disconnected from the numbers of reality. Because value without sustainability, it's going to collapse. And revenue without context, that creates a lot of pressure and a lot of resentment and a lot of, why am I doing this? Instead of choice, okay? So those geeky little financial margins, that's what connects this world, all right? So we're going to talk about what they actually are, yeah? Because maybe, you know, no one's taught you this, right? Or maybe you're not sure how to think about margins in a way that actually makes sense for a digital business. Because you have product businesses, you have service businesses, and then layered into service businesses, we have our digital ones. Yeah. So instead of defaulting to what are other charging or what feels fair, right? What should I pay? What do people think this is worth? What have I been told? We're going to go beyond that incompletion to really give you some solid foundation and some sustainability. Okay. Because what tends to happen when you're selling with that incomplete information, the old way of doing it, that's when you feel like you have to over-explain, you have to justify, you have to hedge, right? You have to quietly feel like people will just get it. And buyers feel that. If nothing else, they'll feel your shakiness, your lack of grounding. All right. So let's slow down the jargon for a little bit, right? Because when I say margins, I'm not talking about a single number. Think about this more like thresholds, okay? Because there's three distinct margin points, and this is of any offer, right? So we have our margins for our overall business that maybe you see during tax time, but we also have them for each individual offer, okay? Especially in a digital business where it a lot of times can get very blurred together, all right? But there are three distinct ones, and they are the same for your whole business as well as for each offer. But the first one, that's also known as gross profit, okay? This is the point where an offer covers what it costs to create it. Your time, expertise, intellectual labor, this setup cost of making the thing exist, all right? If an offer doesn't meet this threshold, then it's subsidized by you. You're paying for its existence. Yeah. How many of us have felt that, whether it was at the start of a business or after a big transition or whenever we're like wanting to kind of take a risk on something. Okay. So sometimes it's intentional, but sometimes it's like, oops. and that's what we want to work through, right? So the second threshold, that's what's technically called your operating margin. It's the point where the offer pays for itself. It pays for those delivery costs, for those platform fees, for all the freaking software that we have, right? For the support, for the updates and maintenance, the energetic and the relational cost over time. Okay. It's the point where an offer, it's no longer draining. It sustains itself, which is why you'll also hear the term break-even point. This is your net zero. Okay. And then that leads to the juicy one, the third threshold, your net profit margin, right? This is the point where the offer actually generates profit, not just revenue and beyond the costs that it's sucking out, right? It's the profit. So it's contributing beyond itself so that way it can actually support the rest of the business. This is why it's important to know these three thresholds for each of your offers, as well as for the business as a whole. Okay. It allows your choice of what to get rid of, what to advance, what to change, any reinvestments, and you know, your rest and the longevity of you and your business, right? These are informational thresholds. They're telling you what's happening, not what should happen. Because, you know, they're also after, right? They're not a leading indicator. They're an after effect. Yeah. And when you don't know which threshold an offer is hitting, well, you can't truly make sustainable decisions about pricing, about volume, about just other offers and what the mix should be like in any sort of like sustainability, right? Because we don't have physical inventory as our main thing. Even if you sell, you know, a planner, a merchandising cup, anything like that, we don't have those shipping containers, those warehouses, yeah? So it looks like once it's created, it's basically free. I've already done it. But digital doesn't mean that it costs less. Okay. It means the costs are less visible, that they're more spread out, that offers carried by, well, the human running the business. You know, we do that in personal debt and putting, you know, deposits and money into our business accounts, right? Of investing with our partners. Yeah. It's your brain, your presence, your attention, your relationships. None of this is an infinite resource. Okay. And when we ignore it, we end up in a business that, well, they technically make money, right? There's revenue coming in, but it feels like brittle or exhausting or strangely fragile. Like, well, but how come these other pieces aren't working, right? How come this is, but this isn't? Where does it all go? Those kinds of feelings, okay? Margins are what tell the truth. So we know where we're at, All right. So let's take a simple, of course, digital example. All right. No math gymnastics needed. So you have a digital workshop. You spent the time creating it. You host it live. You answer questions and you update it occasionally, right? At one price point, it will cover the time that spent creating it. Great. First threshold met, right? Slightly higher price or more volume, right? More people are buying it. It'll start to cover the platforms, the delivery, the support. Tick the box for the second threshold. But does it actually contribute overall into the rest of the business? Is the offer itself profitable to cover the whole business overhead, to cover your quieter months, your capacity to create something new? So it works technically, but it doesn't support, right? But that's not failure. It doesn't mean shut it down. It doesn't mean anything like that. It's just information. Yeah. Because once you see that clearly, you stop asking, should I raise a price? Should I bring me more people in? Should I promote this better? And instead, we start asking a different level of questions, right? What role is this offer meant to play in the whole business? What does this offer need to cover? And what is not its responsibility? What other offers can support the whole ecosystem of the business? So they can carry the load. If say this offer, like the digital workshop, say that that's meant to be a loss leader, right? Which is a marketing term that just means we are charging less than what it costs to make for the purpose of bringing in people, right? It's promotional material. Yeah. So if it's supposed to do that purpose, well, then we need to look at the other offers in order to support the rest of our business. Yeah. Because this is where the maturity in business, it's where it really starts. All right. So let's talk about what's happening when sellers, well, when we don't know our margins, but not in theory. In what does it look like in our actual lives, in our conversations, in the way we say things and what we don't say? Right? Because this is where the numbers stop being abstract and start showing up just relationally. Okay? Because when you don't have clarity on what an offer needs to cover, well, your nervous system will kick into hyper mode. Okay? It has to fill in those gaps and it starts to feel that kind of panic. You lose your executive functions and you start running on survival. Okay? It shows up by over-functioning, by over-explaining things, by justifying a price before anyone's ever asked, right? When you're not like sure about things and adding bonuses at last minutes or wondering, oh, if I need to just put more in there. Hopefully, like quietly hoping that people will see and feel the value, right? And then feeling resentful with it after a while and how it drained you, or if other people are hesitating or aren't quite getting it, right? And then that calls on that defensiveness whenever someone asks just kind of a normal question that would be a sign to put more of that into your sales material, right? And into your marketing information, okay? It's not about any sort of like manipulation, and really it's not even your insecurity popping up. But it's because you don't actually know what you're standing on. So you compensate with your words, with your energy, with your effort. And the buyers feel that, right? They might not, you know, send you a comment that's like, well, you don't know your margins. I mean, maybe if you're running through an accountant, but they will feel that unsteadiness, right? That lack of grounding. And for them, then the behavior shows up as hesitation, as confusion, as like, I need to think about it and just, you know, not moving forward, right? And at that point, that's when the offer itself won't necessarily be bad, but the container that it's in doesn't feel settled, okay? Because buyers aren't just like evaluating the information like we've talked about before, right? The outcomes, the benefits, like all those kinds of, you know, regular copywriting and marketing words and your deliverables. But they're evaluating in the sense of what they're feeling when that emotional control kicks in for buying decisions, right? They're feeling into, is there confidence without force? Is there clarity without pressure, right? Is there structure with that rigidity? Because when pricing is anchored in real numbers, that, I mean, the buyer's never going to see those numbers, right? But the interaction with you feels different, yeah? Because the seller isn't, you're not selling yourself. You're offering something that has a role. It has boundaries. It exists inside of a bigger system. And all of that, it's stabilizing. And stability, well, that's a form of trust. So let's do a bit more myth busting here, okay? Because we'll often hear thrown around the concept of value-based pricing. That gets talked about like it's the end-all solution of all of it. And of course, I mean, the value that's built in, it matters. That's what makes it a real offer versus a bunch of marketing fluff and sales BS, right? But value without cost awareness, that turns pricing into a thought experiment. It becomes subjective and comparative, and version of stability, it becomes accidental, right? And you end up asking, what do I think it's worth? Or what are people telling me it's worth? Instead of what does this need to support realistically, right? That's how people end up kind of following the leader or anchoring on like industry norms that don't actually fit into your business in your capacity and in your revenue rhythm, okay? So cost buildups, that this is what pulls you out of the loop. And here's another jargon busting moment. So we are all together on this. What a cost buildup is, it's simply the process of listing what it actually takes to create, to deliver, to sustain the offer, right? Your margins, like what are these costs before you slap a price on it, okay? So we want to know how much it's going to cost us and at what point we are covering, are we sustaining and, you know, breaking even? And then at what point is actually margin for profit? Then we choose the pricing for it, right? So it's you looking at an offer and saying, what does this cost me to create? What does it cost to run and maintain? And what does it need to contribute beyond itself, right? To the whole business, if anything, okay? Because that's all three of the thresholds, those margins that we talked about. When you answer these questions honestly, pricing stops being aspirational and it starts being grounded and sustainable. And that changes how you show up. Okay, because if selling is relational, and it is, then clarity, it's a kindness, right? It's not clarity in the sense of like, here's the pitch and I know exactly what I'm going to say, but it's clarity in the sense of I know what this offer is, what it does, what it supports, right? That's how you can then like speak plainly and not over defend and not feel like you have to shape shift mid conversation, right? It allows buyers to decide without feeling like they're carrying your uncertainty, which is very human first. Because when business owners, when they avoid their margins and they don't price accordingly, then they feel, and they often even say things like, oh, I don't want to be transactional. I don't want to be greedy. I don't want money to be a focus. I don't even know what all this means, and I don't want to look that closely at things, right? But the cost of every single one of your offers, from freebie to highest ticket, it all gets paid for somewhere. But it can get paid for in your burnout, in resentment, in over-delivery, in undercharging, and constantly reinventing offers just to like make them work and find the magic number. Okay, because margins, they don't remove our humanity, they protect it. They protect our energy, right? It's your relationships and your ability to keep showing up, okay? And yeah, I mean, they protect your community too, because profit is how values extend beyond intent and into longevity. And this is where we can like introduce another concept, okay, that you will hear me talk about more in the next episode. But I mean, if you've done your launch style or anything else, you've heard it before. It's your revenue rhythms, right? Because margins, they don't exist in isolation. Remember when we talked about you have them for each of your offers and for your entire business, right? Well, they also show up in how often you have a selling cycle for an offer, how much money comes in, how predictable that flow is, and how much capacity it requires from you to actually execute, right? Because an offer that barely pays for itself, it might make perfect sense inside of like a diverse ecosystem, right? That's that loss leader again. An offer that generates profit might be the one that stabilizes everything else. So it carries more of the load to letting the other things do other pieces. Yeah. Neither of these are wrong. It's a mature business that has a diversification of all of these things. Okay. But you can't see that clearly without knowing which margins, which thresholds you're actually working with for each of your offers. Yeah. So let's integrate this with how you decide. Because once you understand margins as this threshold and cost buildup as pricing stability, you'll stop asking reactive questions and you can start asking the structural ones. Because the power here, it's in that pause, right? It's in that sweet moment. Because once you see which thresholds you're actually hitting, and I mean, you might be surprised, but what it costs to create and sustain, what the role is going to play of each one of these offers in your business. Yeah. It's not, should I raise the price? Why isn't this converting? Blah, 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 blah. Instead, it's what is this offer meant to do? And that question alone, I mean, honestly, it can save you years of frustration. I've seen it. I've seen it in my clients before, because not every offer is meant to fund an entire business. They're not all meant to be scaled. And they don't all have to carry the emotional weight of you know, your business lasting, okay? Allow some of them then to be entry points, to be those trust builders, to be those stabilizers and those ecosystem supporters, so they can all play their own part, okay? And your margins, they will tell you which one's which. So you don't feel like your only options are to sell more and at more people and launch again and increase your output and. Okay. Instead, it's more keeping an offer exactly as it is, letting it cover itself and do some more, right? Or intentionally not asking it to do anything because it's not what it was designed for. Its role is to help support something else. That's maturity in business. That's discernment in pricing decisions, right? And there's none of this leaving money on the table bullshit. It's building a table that doesn't collapse and the kind of table that you want. Okay. So if you're thinking, well, but now what do? Don't change everything at once. You just start by seeing clearly, one offer at a time. Ask which margin threshold is this currently hitting, right? Am I okay with that? Like, is this now going to be on purpose? And if not, then what does need to change? Is it the price? Is it the volume? Is it the delivery? Is it the role? Okay. Notice what's missing. It's not what should I copy, what's working for others, what does this need to be clean? That's how you stop unconsciously copying and pasting other strategies, right? And we'll connect this back to the revenue rhythms, because margins don't just affect profitability. They affect that timing, right? When the money's coming in, how predictable is it? How much energy does it require from you at these different points of your revenue rhythm? Okay, because an offer that generates profits, but only in big spikes, will feel very different than one that's quietly supporting the business month after month after month. And we need both. That's diversification, right? But they require very different structures, different support, different expectations. And it's exactly why the diversification done intentionally versus reactively is such a power stabilizer in our digital businesses. Okay, so we'll go deeper into that in the next episode, because I wanted to make sure that this all really had a lot of time to breathe and to be understood, right? So hit me as always with any questions, anything that you are wondering, hello@tracypatterson.com. And of course, you can always fill in the Ask Me Anything box that is always linked in the show notes here. But if you take nothing else from this episode, then think margins are not about being impressive. They're just being honest with yourself about capacity, about sustainability, all right? And as we always say, profit is not a bad word. It's not the opposite of values. It's how you get to integrate and be impactful with your values in a lasting way. Keeping those doors open, keeping your energy intact, supporting the communities that you want to, right? And serving others without resentment, okay? And you know, those cost buildups when it comes to pricing, that frees you from any guessing, from any apologizing, from pretending not to care about the numbers when really you're quietly stressing, all right? So we're gonna make this even more practical with some coaching and like course examples. But until next time, be well and have some fun. Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. Head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.